are Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
Mac Brown and his staff need to coach like they're 0-4, not 4-0. This is our Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. The top 20 Tar Heels are off to their best start in 26 years, but clearly it gets tougher after the open date this week. Brown said repeatedly that their first four opponents were, quote, the toughest he's ever had in 35 years as a head coach. The records and rankings of those four teams do not support Brown's claim, not even close. None of the vanquished opponents has beaten a ranked team and obviously are not in the top 25 with a combined record of 7-9. South Carolina is 2-2 with wins over Furman and Mississippi State. App State, which Brown says had the best program in North Carolina over the last 20 years, is 2-2 after losing at Wyoming Saturday. Minnesota is also 2-2 after squandering a 21-point lead at Northwestern and falling in overtime. And dear old Pitt is 1-3 with a bad offense and polarizing head coach. The Athletic's well-respected rankings have UNC at number 13. South Carolina is number 39, App State 66, Pitt 88, and Minnesota at 90, all with below-average college quarterbacks except for the Gamecocks' Spencer Rattler. After the bye week, the Tar Heels' next two opponents are unbeaten, number 36 Syracuse and number 18 Miami, both at Keenan Stadium. Then come winless Virginia at home and dangerous trip to 2-2 Georgia Tech, a practice home game versus Campbell, before finishing with three very tough games against currently number 14 Duke at home, at number 30 Clemson, and at number 40 NC State. That could be the toughest last three games of Brown's career. He says his new approach after every win is to coach like they lost, be tougher on the players to keep them focused on the future, and ignore all the pats on the back and social media buzz they will get during the open week. So in other words, 4-0 can turn out to be misleading unless Carolina can keep improving and beat all the lower-ranked teams on their schedule. Fortunately, the Heels don't have number 2 Florida State in the regular season and hope to finish at least second and meet the also 4-0 Seminoles in the ACC Championship game at Bank of America Stadium on December 2nd. Overall, Power 5 conferences seem to have upper and lower tiers of teams in terms of records and strength. Clemson is 0-2 in the ACC and could climb into contention. Pitt, Virginia Tech, number 101, and Virginia, 102, are incapable of that. Duke and Carolina are both ranked in the top 20 for the first time in decades. The Blue Devils are also 4-0 and now face Notre Dame and NC State and Durham and road trips to FSU and surprising Louisville in a bruising four-game stretch. This is Archansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.